Hello, everyone. For those of you who don't know me, my name is John Mountain. I'm the Director of the Investment Funds and Structured Products Branch at the OSC. I'd like to extend a warm welcome and thank everyone for coming today to the OSC Roundtable on the option of discontinuing embedded commission. In particular, I'd like to thank our friends and colleagues from other CSA jurisdictions who are here today, from New Brunswick, Quebec, and BC, who have traveled all this way to be here. I'd also like to note that Brenda Leong is the chairman of the BC Securities Commission, is here today, and thank her for coming. The roundtable is part of our ongoing consultation on the possible impacts of discontinuing embedded commissions. Before we start, I'd like to take a few minutes to do some housekeeping announcements. In addition to the panelists, at the front today are my colleagues Chantal Mainville and Andrew Papini, and I will be sitting there as well. We'll be taking notes. I just note that Chantal and Andrew, along with our colleague Dennis Yankas, are the principal authors from the OSC of the paper. Coffee and other refreshments are in the main foyer. Restrooms are located through the elevators and then on either side of the elevators. I've always wanted to do that like a flight attendant, you know. We are recording and transcribing today's events. So we'll be making both the audio tape and the written transcript available on the OSC website. We're also taking some photos, so please be aware of that. You should have an agenda on your seat, and we have extra copies if anybody needs one. The format for today consists of three panel discussions that will explore a variety of alternatives to the option of discontinuing embedded commissions. The areas of discussion fall into the following categories. First, capping or standardizing trailing commissions. Second, discontinuing or implementing additional standards for the use of the deferred sales charge DSC option. And third, enhancements to disclosure and choice for investors. While I'd like to emphasize that no decision has been made on whether to discontinue embedded commissions or pursue alternatives, the discussion today will be useful in helping us figure out what the best option for moving forward is. We will provide time at the end of each panel for some questions. There are question cards on your seats. Please, if you do have a question, please write your question down, and there are staff in the room who will bring it up to us, and we'll be happy to try and get it answered. We are under significant time pressure, so we may not be able to get to all of the questions that we do receive. If you did submit a written question in advance, thank you very much. We have circulated those to the panelists in advance, and hopefully we'll have time to get to those. In any event, I'm going to turn the event over right now to Maureen Jensen, who is the chair and CEO of the OSC, who will be doing the opening remarks and then moderating the first panel.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you very much for being here. I'd also like the panel to thank all of the panelists who will be participating in this roundtable. I'd just like to make a few opening remarks, and then I will introduce the panel. So it's fair to say that the topic of embedded fees has generated a lot of interest. Just look around this room. And we have moved our roundtable to this venue because within 12 hours of opening the registration, we immediately sold out of the other original venue where we've done all our other roundtables. So I will say that there's definitely interest. So the consultation paper 81408 that we're discussing today was published on January 10th, and the comment period closed on June 9th. We have received 142 letters. That's a substantial number of letters, and most of them were way beyond 10 to 20 to 30 pages. So we're in the process of reviewing them with our CSA colleague. So this roundtable is now part of our ongoing consultations on the option of discontinuing embedded commissions. As regulators, we're very concerned about the conflicts that arise from embedded compensation. At the same time, we have heard compelling arguments about the unintended consequences, including that an outright ban could result in no access to advice for small investors and reduced competition in the marketplace. I want to emphasize that we are not here to debate whether the harms for embedded compensation warrant regulatory action, but to discuss what that action should be. The status quo is not an option, but it is very important for us to make the right decision for both investors and the markets. And we know that the decision that we make could have significant and far-reaching effects. There is no perfect solution, but we're looking for a solution that best addresses the harm and lessens the negative consequences. As you know, the paper fully canvassed the option of banning embedded commissions, and we received substantial feedback, which we are reviewing. So our goal today is not to debate the merits again, but to explore the viability of certain alternatives that were consistently put forward in the comment letters. The primary purpose of today's roundtable is to discuss a variety of different alternatives and how they could work, either individually or in combination, to address our concerns. And these alternatives fall into three categories. The first is capping or standardizing trailing commissions. The second is discontinuing DSCs or implementing additional standards for the use of deferred sales charge purchase option. And the third is enhancements to disclosure and fee option choice for investors. I want to be clear that no decision has been made on the CSA on any option yet. While our analysis of the issue seems to suggest that banning embedded compensations is the path we should take, we are open to considering other credible solutions if and only if they address the harms that we have outlined in our paper. The core issue in the paper was conflict of interest, and we can't ignore the evidence that the current model does not work for many investors. We know that when commissions are embedded in an investment product, advisors may be incented to recommend products that maximize their compensation and are not best for their clients. And the conflicts of interest under the current embedded compensation structure are not just limited to the advisor. Investment funds managers can also be incented to compete for sales primarily on the basis of embedded commissions that they pay advisors rather than on the performance of their funds. We also have concerns around investor awareness of embedded commissions, the complexity they add to fund fees, and the inability of investors to negotiate them. This underscores our concern that embedded commissions don't seem to align with the services that are provided to investors. All of this to say is we believe the current model isn't working for investors in the way they deserve. So that's the summary of the paper, but we need your input to move forward. What we're going to discuss today are different suggestions from the industry. The consultation process so far has been very constructive in getting input and ideas, both from the industry and from investors and other stakeholders. And we know it's a complicated issue. We know that changing any long-standing embedded compensation structure would involve significant disruption to many business models. It would mean shifts in culture and in ways of doing business. And that would not be easy. What we're looking for is a practical solution that addresses the harms and lessens the negative consequences, but one that makes it better for investors. So we want to engage the industry on a solution. In our view, the outcome is ultimately about fostering investor confidence. But any changes that we make must be appropriate for the Canadian market and Canadian investors. So that's why all of your expertise and experience are necessary today. We have brought together representatives from investor advocacy organizations, investment fund managers, large and small investment firms, and industry associations. The panels reflect a diversity of views, and we hope that this will mean that we will have meaningful debate. This roundtable will help us build on work to date and move us closer to a goal. Together with the comments received and the very important discussion that we will have today, this will assist us in developing the appropriate regulatory response. I would like to thank Chantel, Andrew, and John, and also Jessica Allen and the many other members of our staff who organized this roundtable. The next step will be the CSA considering all of the things that they've heard from the various roundtables, this one and the paper, and we are aiming to present our preliminary policy recommendations to the chairs in the spring.